What am I saying? You can trust God's timing. God has it all figured out. What you're praying about, what you're believing for, are not going to be 1 second late. If it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean something is wrong. Doesn't mean God is mad at you. Doesn't mean it's never going to work out. God has already established the set time down to the split second. You don't have to worry. You don't have to live frustrated. Stay in peace. Enter into this rest. God has you in the palm of His hand. Your steps are being directed by the Creator of the universe, not randomly, not vaguely, down to the millisecond, down to the most finite, small detail. When you understand this, it takes all the pressure off. You won't go around wondering when something is going to happen. God, when are you going to change my husband? God, when are you going to answer my prayer? When you know the time has been set, you'll have a peace. Whether it's 20 minutes or 20 years, you know what God promised He will bring to pass. And a great prayer we should pray every day is, God, give me the grace to accept Your timing. I'd love to tell you that if you stay in faith, if you believe, God will always answer your prayer within 24 hours, or at least the first week. But we know that's not reality. God promises He will be true to His word, but He never puts a time frame on it. It would be a lot easier if God told us when we were going to get well, when we were going to meet the right person, when our child would straighten up. But that wouldn't take any faith. It takes faith to say, God, I don't know when You're going to do it, but I trust You enough to believe that You will do it, that the answer is already in my future. The Scripture says, the vision is for an appointed time. The appointed time is the best time. God can see the big picture for our lives. He knows what's up ahead. He knows what we're going to need, who we're going to need, and when they need to show up. If God did everything we ask on our timetable, it would limit us, because sometimes what we're asking for is too small. God knows that person we think we can't live without is not going to be good for us in 10 years. So He's closing the door right now. God knows if He gave us that promotion we want so badly right now, it would keep us from a much bigger promotion He has in store for us 3 years down the road. God has the advantage of seeing it all. The longer I live, the more I trust Him. How many times have I looked back and said, God, thank You for not answering that prayer. Thank You for not letting that person into my life. God knows what He's doing. What you're praying about may be good. It may be a part of your destiny, but it's not the appointed time. If there's a right time, that means there's a wrong time. If it hasn't happened yet, instead of being frustrated, worried, God, when is my business going to grow? God, I'm so lonely. When am I going to meet somebody? Have a new approach. God, You know what's best for me. You can see the big picture. I'm not going to live frustrated. God, I trust Your timing.